You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The list of the spies, as you have noticed, every head of the tribes mentions from the tribe of Yehuda, Yisachar, Binyamin, Zebulon. So now it mentions that every head of the tribe from which tribe it came, about Yosef, it says the Mate Yosef, the Mate Menashe.
Ephraim
didn't say. So now the question is, how come Ephraim is not mentioned? It doesn't say the Mate Yosef. The Mate Ephraim Hoshea Binu. Just like Menashe that is mentioned, but about Ephraim, it doesn't mention. You follow the question? The how?
Waiting for you.
You understand what happened?
Yeah, but why you didn't mention that?
No, we need an answer right now. Can you find out? Because everybody's waiting.
You have to answer,
Karen. No, I don't have to answer. As you recall, when brothers came to Yosef in Mitzrayim, and they were caught, so he told them, you are spies. So you are Agalim. Were they spies?
No.
They were not spies. The Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh explains, actually Yosef, through the prediction that he had, he told them later on, you're going to join the spies. So here what happened, at the time that spies went to Eretz Yisrael, the sons of Yaakov Avinu, all the children of Yaakov Avinu, they joined the spies. They call it the process of Ibur, like a pregnancy. We have such a process that it could happen in even somebody's life. It's something like Gilgul, but Gilgul is after one leaves this Olam. But Ibur, time that he's alive. Like we have a concept that a nitzotz of the tzaddik can join you. Like Eliyahu Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Amen. When you become close to that tzaddik, so that tzaddik, his spark will join you. And he helps you in many, many matters. Like let's say we had many tzaddikim that learned with Eliyahu HaNavi Zichrono Livracha, because they were so elevated, they were so pure that Eliyahu HaNavi Zichrono Livracha appeared to them and learned Torah. So now here is an interesting point. So one point here is that let's say at the time that Yosef HaTzaddik told the brothers, you are spies. What do they think? What do they think? When he told them, you are spies.
They denied it. They said, no, they are brothers.
They're not a spy. Saying, no.
They are from one father, they are not a spy.
So, actually, they felt that this viceroy, this vicious man, he's talking nonsense. He's talking nonsense. But was Yosef correct?
It was correct.
It was correct. But they felt he's talking
nonsense.
Yeah. So now, here, actually, it happens many, many times that we feel that when we are told by someone that he's talking
nonsense.
I didn't hear you.
Nonsense.
But actually, what he's telling us, he is a bat kol from Shamayim. It's a message from Shamayim, especially at home. No, I didn't mean to wake you up, I'm sorry. So that's one message that, you know, we always say, you know, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? What is he talking about? What are you talking about? Where is your head? Where is your head? Say, here, don't see my head? But that's what our reaction is. So that's one of the points, very important point in life, that we have to accept any voice you hear, that means
it's
from Shammai. It's from Shammai. Any voice.
Well, that's only the here.
See, we find that many, many, many times. It takes a little bit of time. Like, let's say, week, month, year, two, five. Hey, he was right. You know, I always wonder, you know, you hear people, they do remodeling, you know?
Remodeling?
Remodeling in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean, they do remodeling?
They change it around.
How come they doing it at the first place? When they build a house, they do it at the first place.
Well, they got tired of it, so they want to be different. That's why they do remodeling.
So they didn't realize that there is a better opportunity to build a house in such a way? Huh?
Everybody has different.
No, maybe your parents' need is different.
Everybody has different taste,
right? Or maybe
so your taste changed.
Yeah, our desire changed.
But you realize if you do it in a different way, or the room will be here, or the kitchen has two entrances, or be bigger, or so on, it's better. But you didn't realize at the first place.
Huh?
At the first time, you didn't realize.
Yeah, that's true.
So what does that mean?
First time you were happy, now you're not happy.
Your perspective changed. See, this is not only in the remodeling. In life, the way you look at things, you say, okay, two bedrooms is enough. Then you, now later on you realize, no, there was a different way to look at it. I was not right. You know, I thought it's this and this and this and that. He's like this, like this. But then I realized, no, it's not like this. It's not like this. You know, I heard this story, it's very sad.
Good or not good?
No, it's excellent. But here, the problem is you have to accept that through time, your view changes.
That's true.
Right. So if you believe at the first time that, you know, at the moment, you don't need 10 years to do remodeling. Do remodeling now. Do it now. Why you wait 10 years? I understand. So why don't you predict? No, why? Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But why don't you predict, maybe I need more room later. Why don't you do that?
The chokhmah is not there.
Suppose I don't have the money to change it now.
It could be. That's also could be. And so, but many times when we don't have money, what do we do?
Huh?
What do we do? When we don't have money, what do you do? You
get a loan.
You get a loan, you borrow. No, but there's also...
Oh, but not everybody gives law,
Rabbi. Yeah, I understand. But many times you realize there's an exception. But the point of the matter here is, we change through time that our perspective all of a sudden becomes different. But now the story is very sad. And it is two sisters, they didn't talk to each other for 30 years.
30 years?
30 years they didn't talk to each other. 30 years. Now, unfortunately, the sister passed away. Passed away. Adar Shalom. So now, look at this. Now, all of a sudden, the other sister start talking good about the sister. So the daughter says, "Baba John, 30 years I'm hearing from you all the terrible things about my aunt." So now all of a sudden, she became an angel. She became like this. And that's, unfortunately, that's how we are. That at the moment, we don't realize, we don't have it forever, no, for always. And then what do? You take advantage of it, you know. You become stubborn. You say, "No, I'm right," and this, you know. But then when you see he's not around, you say, "Ay, ay, ay, no. No, it was not right. It was not right." And that's what the whole point here is. At the moment, your attitude is only one way. There's no other options. There's no other options. And that's what exactly, you know, we see when Yosef HaTzadik told the brothers, "Maragelim, Maragelim, not Maragelim." But they didn't go home and say, "You know, what does he mean? What's going to happen? What's going to be?" So now here, Rabbi Aryeh HaKadosh says a very interesting thing. He says, the tribes, the children of the Yaakov Nalom Shalom, the holy children, they joined these spies, right? And they went to Eretz Yisrael. Did that do any good to them? Any help them? Any benefit? Did it?
No.
What are you thinking? Did it help him?
No.
It didn't?
No.
How could it be such a thing? If Yosef told them, "You are meragelim, you are spies," and that's what exactly happened, the holy tribes, they joined these spies. They went to Eretz Yisrael. What was the outcome? What was the outcome?
Disaster.
So now here, we see, it doesn't mention that Yosef joined Ephraim. So that means Hosea didn't have Ibur. That means Yosef didn't join him. So how could it be? Who was saved here? Who he stayed clean? Who? Yehoshua and Caleb.
Yeah.
But here it doesn't make sense. If the tribes joining the spies, so that would should help him. No?
Yes.
So how come he did it?
But they did not accept what he told them. That they are not spies.
Understand, but the point here, how could that not help him? How do you explain this?
Because Yehuda did Mesirat Nefesh.
Who?
Yehuda and Yosef. So these two tribes?
You mean... No, but it doesn't mention that Yosef joined the Hosea. He was not with him. Yehoshua was saved. How? He changed his name.
Yes.
Right? He changed his name. And Caleb went to... Where did he go? He met Ma'atam HaFalah for what?
To praise
him. Yeah, to ask for help from Avot HaKedoshim to help him to not get involved with him. So now, here's the point. Here we see... When you have
the topic virus, not the one that you know about. The topic virus, even is worse than whatever is going on or used to go on. It's very interesting that, I don't know if you know about this, that America, they have Sanhedrin Gedolah. Did you know about this?
They
have the Great Assembly because they have Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. That July 15, you don't need to wear a mask.
Yeah.
They have Ruach HaKodesh.
Wow.
How do they know?
Oh, you looked up.
How do they know?
They connected to the boat.
Now, how do you explain this? How do you explain this?
Because they are planning by July 15 to have certain amount of vaccination. They say by that time the people that they don't have vaccination.
But they have a Ruach HaKodesh, yeah, Hashem stops the so now. Fine. So now, you think about when you get home. So now, here we see Hosea was given a boost, right? What was the boost?
Change
of name. How the change was, the name was changed? Where the Yud came from? So now, when Hashem changed the name of Sarah and Abraham, Sarai became
Sarah.
So the Yud was Mu'allaq in Shamayim, was floating in Shamayim. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom took the Yud and put it in front of the name of Hosea. And it's very interesting that he's Yehoshua bin Nun, not Ben Nun. What is bin? What does bin mean? You notice?
Yeah?
I can say Yehoshua bin Nun. What is a bin? So now here, when the Yud was floating in Shamayim, what kind of vows he had? Has any vows? Because Sarai, the Yud was in the end of the name of Sarah, right? Had any vows underneath? No, nothing. Nothing, not nothing. So now we need some vows under the Yud. So now when you say Yehoshua ben Nun, right? So you have to take two dots away from the segol, put it under Yud, right? So the two dots, yeah. The two dots, you have to move it to the front. So become yeah, and then bin became
bin.
So that's what happened. So now here's the point. The point is a very, very powerful message, and it is, as long as you're stubborn and you feel you're right, even the Shiftei Kodesh, they join you, they cannot help you. So we see here, even though the Shiftei HaKodesh, as Yosef said, you're going to be Meragel, you're going to be a spy, they joined these people. But because they were so Yekdande, without using the other 11 Dande. So what happened? They failed. But here we see, Hosea was saved. Why? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, as the authority, gave the boost to Hosea and add the Yud. So now he was saved. What does that mean? That means, as long as you are under the authority, you go by the direction, you listen to the direction, you follow the direction, so that's the safest protection that you can have. Here there was a story the Gemara brings about the election. Not the one that you see, you know. The real election in the jungle.
Now it's all secret.
It's
a fake election.
Right, Hashem Yasor. So they wanted to elect king of the birds. The king of the birds. So now, who do you think that can be king of the birds?
Eagle.
So Gemara says there's a little bird named Zarzir.
Ah.
So the Zarzir went on the back of the wing of the eagle. So the board was looking at, you know, all the birds to see who can fly the highest. So then he will be the king. So everybody flew up, and then that was it. So eagle is going up and going up and going up and going up, and just to be giving the hurrah. And all of a sudden, they see a little bird on his wing, and he jumped up on the top of the wing of the eagle. So he became the king, huh? Yeah. He's a king of Labi. He's a fake king. But he was very small, the Zarzir. So Gemara says Zarzir. Why? At least he used the bootstrap, the most powerful bird, to pull himself up. And that's what the Gemara's message here is. We, as the chain after Avot HaKedoshim, as long as we ride on the wing of the Avot HaKedoshim, and we go up and go up, and we jump up, only that we rely on the Avot HaKedoshim, so then we are always going to be protected. So that means to rely on the wing of the Avot HaKedoshim, that's what the duty that we have. Because if you want to fly off on our own, we're not going to get anywhere. But at least if you fly on the wing of the eagle, the Avot HaKedoshim, so then we'll be able to fly up and not Chas v'Shalom get stuck. And that's what exactly they explain, Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh explains, that Hosea, because he relied on that, Moshe ben Alav Shalom. But the others, even though that the Shiftei HaKodesh, they joined them, they were not able to do anything for him. Why? Because they only felt Kochi v'Osem Yadi. That means we know what to do, we're going to take care of it, we are expert in this, and unfortunately, they all failed. They all failed. Hashem is like, you know, that to fly on the wing of the Avod HaKedoshim, Hashem is giving you a short, without a shame. Yeah, without a shame. Lots of semachot, gezerot tovot, kol am Yisrael, v'karov, amin ki ratzon.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.